Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome once again. I did promise you on my show yesterday that we're going to be back on today, but that's just for this week. This is your favorite girl, Corinne Lafond, talking to you from the beautiful island of Jamaica. Wouldn't you like to be here? Ha ha. Well, I have a wonderful guest with me. I can't show off on her because she's in Miami, so we have similar weather. But hey, I'm still topping her. We're in Jamaica. She's in Miami. Whatever. So, and my guest today is Diane Collins. And this is Diane with two N's. Yep. Diane with two N's, not one N. So she's unique, right? She's double of everything. So Diane Collins, she's an original thinker and media personality, author of the 6-time award-winning bestseller, Do You Quantum Think? New thinking that will rock your world, considered a must-read book for our changing times. Her life is dedicated to people living spirited, joyful, and masterful lives through leaps in awareness and learning, what she calls the physics of mind. Diane created Quantum Think, System of Thinking, 21 principles that connect us to living our full potential, from inner serenity to harmonious relationships, business results, and global affairs. In Do You Quantum Think, Diane puts it all together, integrating science, philosophy, and spirituality, and drawing on sources from cutting-edge scientific innovations to the wisdom of the world's greatest spiritual leaders made practical in daily life. Her work makes it easy and enjoyable for us to think in sync with our modern quantum age, to live happier lives with confidence and mastery. And of course, you can reach Diane on her website, at, you know, the usual, www.dianecollins.com, and I'm going to share that link a little bit later on the episode page. Welcome, Diane, to Between the Lines Empowering Network.
Thank you so much, Corinne. I am so thrilled to be here, and I love you already. I can see what, I love your opening music, and I love that you say, everyone's favorite girl. I love
yeah.
you.
Because I am everyone's favorite girl. Hey.
Hey.
And I have groovy music to go with that. I was like snapping my fingers. I just love that music. I was snapping
my fingers. I do too. What is that music?
I don't know. I have it. It's a Creative Commons, and it comes from a particular downloadable site that I get it from, and I just love it. It just makes me feel good. Every time I hear it, it makes me feel
Absolutely. Me too.
It makes me feel good. So I'm glad you like it, because I want all my guests to feel comfortable and be grooving when they come on my show. Hey. So let's talk about this quantum think. Now, hold on there, Diane. First to begin, we're having a challenge just thinking, okay? Just basic thinking.
Right.
Okay? Now you're telling us to quantum think. Right. I want you to explain what is this level of quantum thinking, because if we cannot even just basically think, how are we going to quantum think?
But, you know, that's so true. You know, I'm working on a new small book, and I have that exact point, Corinne, in there. It's like, oh, yeah, we're not even thinking. Well, but there's a reason, and there's nothing wrong with us. I wrote that in the first 3 pages, I think, of Do You Quantum Think. And what I realized is, you know, we all want to know, well, how do we create results, right? How do we get what we want in life, regardless of whether it's a tangible result, business result, money, relationships, spiritual connection? You have to know what is the dynamic of creation? What enables us to create anything from divine creator, however you think of that? Mm-hmm. And along the way, you come across, as you think, so you become. Every wisdom tradition says it. The Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. We have to change that. As a woman thinketh. But anyway, the Buddha says, all that you are is the result of what you've thought. And, you know, and every wisdom tradition says it. So I thought, well, if all you had to do was change your thought to change the world, Why does it still look the way it does? And that's when I discovered, Kareen, that we're in a quantum age. We have a much different set. Well, let me just say this. Your thinking is shaped by the prevailing beliefs, assumptions, and ideas of the worldview. That's, now, it's silent in the background. We're not every day saying, hey, what's your worldview, Kareen? No, but it's just in the culture, in the human culture. It's not anything to do with ethnicity or the country you're in. It's just that we're in an age where we have much more updated knowledge about the nature of reality and how it works. And we're still very much under the influence of a 17th century worldview where they said only physical matter is real. So all we didn't learn about mind, but the new model of reality, which is really the ancient model at the same time, is that mind, everything is awareness-based, is mind-based. Our patterns of thinking give rise to our actions and therefore to all of our results. So to answer very briefly, what I did is I took what is the updated knowledge? What are these quantum principles? You know, the principles that everything is interconnected. How do you tune into subtle energy? How do you use the nature of resonance, you know, creating your own resonance? What you emanate, you attract. We know that. And all these things, and put it together in a simple form of 21 principles and practices for the mind and awareness. So it's not a how-to. It's not any action. It just creates a shift in the way that you approach thinking. So basically, I'm breaking us free of the mechanical kind of, you know, when we call other people and say, oh, you know, I got into my automatic thoughts, and or people are, as you said, don't know how to think in the first place, what's quantum thinking, and this gives you the leap so that here's all the principles. I thought, let me just put it all together and make it modern and fun and practical in everyday life so that we can keep up with our society, which is accelerated pace of change, increasing complexity and choice, and uncertainty every day because we're in a time of the great transition and, you know, restructuring of society and everything. So it's like, how do you think for that world? So that's really the difference, is that quantum think is a more accurate and up-to-date way to relate to the nature of reality, and particularly the way that you think, so that you can create the results you want.
Okay, so let me see if I could break that down, because we want to reach the persons who still basically thinking, because we're not at the quantum think yet. So it's going to take us time to get there. So let's think back in the days, 20, 30 years ago, and life, let's say, was a bit simplistic then compared to now. We didn't have internet, we didn't have a lot of technological advancement, Facebook, social network, a whole lot of things coming at us, And so life was pretty simple. Life was pretty simple. We didn't have to do a lot of overthinking or even thinking too much on something. Decision-making was easy. You know, you go to work, life is easy, you raise your kids, you know, you bring in the money, whatever it is. But as life becomes a bit more complex, and not only that, humans' needs, basic needs become more, well, more than basic, because we want to step up that ladder. We want more. We want more for our kids, especially as we become parents. You know, and then coming with technological advancement, the demands of the world, the demands on people to perform, to do more. How do we transition into that? What sort of thinking, what do you mean when you say dealing with the new demand? So 20, 30 years ago, I was just going with the flow. I mean, my mother raised me, my father raised me. This is what I was used to. I was influenced by that kind of upbringing. Now I have my own family, living on my own. You know, demands are different, technology is different, the environment is different. you know, how do I think for now to be able to allow me to attain my goals, achieve what I want to achieve, see success in my life right now?
Okay, that's good. You know, and I like the way that you bring it up. I'm going to give, we are quantum thinking right now, so I'm going to give a little, a practice, an mm-hmm. exercise that mm-hmm. can free us right now.
Okay.
And that is this. From a quantum worldview, there are no fixed and absolute way that reality is. And, you know, you're so right, Corrine, that most people, you know, you grow up and you're in your family environment or whatever you're upbringing in. You're either going along with it or you're rebelling against it, right? Usually it's like, no, this is not my thing. And so you're going out on your own. But the fact is that we all know what to do. So whatever goals you have, some people are not sure of what their goal is or what their, you know, we all want to live, at least be expressing our purpose in life in many ways as we go through life. But let's just say there's so much knowledge now with the internet that if you don't know how to do something, you have a lot of guests on your show, you know, we're all
right.
different kinds of experts, that you can get it like in a nanosecond at the touch of a smartphone or a tablet. So
right.
we all know what to do. My work, quantum thinking, is about actually making the shift within us so it happens. So here's what happens. From a quantum worldview, two things. One is reality is not fixed and static. It's energy in flux informed by intelligence. And we're the focal point. We're the center point of what we hold in our minds becomes our reality, literally. This is a science fact and it's a spiritual fact.
Right.
There's no separation between how we're seeing something and what is actually out there, because there's no
okay.
definite way that a person is, that you are, that the government is, that the world situation is. It's how we choose to relate to it. So this has everything to do with the relationship with our own thoughts and our relationship with circumstances, because you cannot control every circumstance, but you have absolute authority over how you choose to relate to the circumstance. So that's one
okay.
thing. Now,
okay.
the dilemma comes in where we have a thought and we think we chose that thought. In Do You Quantum Think, the book, I call this the myth of choice. Because
mm-hmm.
the other quantum principle, the first one is there's no static and absolute reality. That's the good news, because that means we get to shift it.
Mm-hmm.
The second principle is that we exist in fields of energy and information. That sounds a little technical, but it really isn't, and I'll make it very simple. The fields are relational. They're invisible. So the old world, the industrial worldview that said only physical and real was real, we weren't paying attention to the field. We weren't paying attention to the faculties of mind, which I could get into in a second, like intent and intuition and subtle energy and meditation. We're not learned that in conventional education, because what did we learn about? The physical, the brain. So now second principle, we exist in fields. And we can influence the field, and we do influence the field. So what happens in the field is that a lot of people who have a spiritual life, or they'll say, spirit spoke to me.
Mm-hmm.
You ever say that, right?
Of course,
Got the message from spirit. So you think, well, where did that come from?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is now the science, is that you get those messages, but we also pick up thoughts from the thought field. I call it the mind field that surrounds us.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of thoughts we have, we actually didn't choose. How do you know you didn't choose it? Because
mm-hmm.
you would not choose to have what I call a wretched self syndrome thought. I can't do that. I don't know how to do that. What if I can't? What if it doesn't work out? What if I never make enough money? What if I, you know, any disparaging thought that you have or criticism of yourself or another, you wouldn't choose that if you were choosing consciously, freely. So here's the exercise that can free you literally for the rest of your life. Make a distinction between a thought that you originate, that you are choosing, that you initiate, and a thought that just visits from the surrounding mind field. Now, we know the mind field is intelligent. We're picking up things from the culture, from advertising, from our ancestors, from, you know, the person standing next to us. Who knows? And that doesn't matter. That's irrelevant. All you have to know is make a distinction. When a thought comes through and it's one of those unwanted thoughts, I have a label for it. It's called least action pathway, the least creative action, the least conscious action, the most mechanical thought. These thoughts are coming in simply because it's been that route before, like a machine. And so when that thought comes in, you go, oh, I'm not good enough. There's that least action pathway thought. I'm not good enough, or any variation on that theme. You, as soon as you see it, you interrupt it, and then step two is, what is my intent right now? So let me make this real. You're going into a business meeting. You want to get a new client. You're having thoughts. Oh, you know, you're having the good, the bad, the ugly, and the sublime, because it's not just one thought or another. It's a field, right? It's a network. And you're thinking, wow, this will be great. You know, I really, let's say the person's name is Jordan. I really, really looking forward to having Jordan as my client. And, you know, he'd be a great client, et cetera. So you have the good thoughts, and I know I could really help him. Then you have the other thoughts. Well, I'm a new coach, or, you know, whatever profession you're in, and he may not want to work with me, and he's been working with somebody else for the last 2 years, and I don't know whether, you know, what if I can't deliver on the results? And you have all those thoughts going in. So those are the least action pathway thoughts. You're on your way to the meeting. You interrupt the least action pathway, and you create a statement of intent. Intent, in the form of thought, is the dynamic that we have been divinely bestowed with to create with. Intent is the directed attention, awareness, and energy put in the form of thought. So a statement of intent would be, in this case, and you do it for the field, for the relationship, not just, I want that. That's cause and effect. But in the quantum thinking, it's quantum effect. It's a field effect, not a push on that and that moves. You're not manipulating another person. You're creating a high intent, a high quality intent for your relationship. Jordan and I are excited to work together, and I'm really delighted with how I'm feeling about this meeting and really looking forward to what unfolds. You see, you're not saying X, Y, Z result is going to happen. That would be a goal, an intention. The difference with intent is you're setting up, you're activating like a mood, a coloring, a symphony for that relationship. And the thing is, this is not pie in the sky. This is where the science comes in. Corrine, this has been shown. The power of mind has been shown, the power of intent, in many experiments in quantum science over the past 100 years, and particularly in the past 10 to 20. So that's how it works. So what I do is make it very simple for us. And that's it. It's
wonderful.
Like, right? So you don't have to believe your thought. Or identify it with any in any way.
It is really, as you say, intent. It's a decision that the individuals have to make. Instead of going with a whole nerve-wracking behavior and thinking negatively, You turn it around. As you say, you break that. You interrupt that thought and say, hello, hello, stop. Stop right there. You're not going any further. I am going to do this. I can do this. You change it into something positive, because then once your mind tells you, or once you tell your mind rather, this is what we're going to do. We're a team here. Buddy, you go in connection with me. Okay? You're working with me. I'm telling you what needs to be done. And so we're going to work together.
I like the way you say it, because I say it like, make your mind your friend. This is getting a new relation, a conscious relationship with your mind.
We're working together here. So step in place, get in line, and this is what we're going to do.
That's exactly right. And it's very important to know that many of the thoughts that we have, it's not actual thinking. It's just thoughts visiting. Alan and I, you know, we live, you're in Jamaica, I'm in Miami Beach. I'm looking over the ocean in my from my condo right now, and there's a lot of pelicans, right? Big birds. And so we say, let it fly by like a bird past your window. And Alan Collins is my partner, my husband, and business partner, and everything in life. And he says, you know, you don't hop on the back of every bird that flies by, right? Don't hop on the back of every thought that flies by. Let it just fly by and return to what you want to think. You know what I do, Kareem? If I have a thought that, because we have circumstances, right? And then you start, your mind kicks in. In yoga, they call it the drunken monkey part of your mind, where it's just like free associating. It's picking up intel. Who knows where it's coming? Doesn't matter. But the important thing is what you said. Okay, mind, you know, we're collaborators here. That means who are we? We're the awareness that can be aware of what's in our mind. And the mind is an instrument. It's a treasured instrument. It's like the creative force that we've been born with. And when you take it under your own command, you can use that to your greatest advantage. I was going to say, when I have a thought that I don't like, I literally silently say to myself, wait a minute, I don't want that thought. Now, what can I think of now that's going to replace that?
Exactly, and change the mood and change the way you react to it. Because you could be having a conversation with somebody or walk into a situation and suddenly you pick up the negative energy. You can decide to stay in it, you can decide to walk away from it, or you can decide to change it. It's how you react. I love that, Diane. I love when we have the power within our hands. The mind, I mean, we control the mind. It's not the mind control us. We tell the mind what is to be done, and the mind tells the rest of the body what it needs to do. And everybody falls in line like a military camp. Everybody's supposed to do their job. And you make
it. I don't say it exactly that rigidly, because we're trying to get across. But it is.
But that's what I do. I'm like, get in line.
It's a command. It is a command.
You get in line. This is how I want to feel. I want to feel good now. I you know, and just like I might put on music, or I surround myself with the right type of people in order for me to get where I need to go, because that type of energy is what pushes me. That's what we need to do. Dan, I'm loving this. I'm loving this. A new way of thinking with Diane Collins. And I want people to try and get a copy of her book, and we're going to check her out at dianecollins.com. It's pretty simple, and I'm going to put those links up. But before we go, because we are wrapping up, coming up to the end, and I don't want to forget Diane's giveaway, Diane, I want you to share with us quickly, how can persons get a copy of your giveaway, whatever you're giving away? Tell them quickly.
Okay, what I'm giving away is from our audio program, which is the 10 core quantum think principles, which I call distinctions, and they're 20-minute audios. But I want to give away the introduction and the first two distinctions. If you listen to this, it can literally alter your life. And what I call the recreations, the practices for the mind and awareness, are on there too. So I'm giving away on this page, which I will give you the URL, three audios and one chapter from my book on intuition that will enable us, because intuition is one of the most important faculties of mind that we need to really tap into in this fast-paced world. So the URLs, and you'll be able to get an idea of how my book is written on, it's called Intuition and Non-Locality, and in a PDF on that page. It's www.DianeCollins, it's spelled DianeCollins.com/success-gift, that's the short dash, gift. SUCCESS-GIFT. DianeCollins.com/success-gift.
I got it. And I'm going to be sharing that with everyone on the episode page. And I'm going to write a blog after this and share that with you so that persons can check out the information that I'm sharing on my website and listen to the episode. So it's forever there. You can never miss out on Diane Collins' interview. So persons, we need to take charge of our life. We need to tell our mind, tell our body, get in line. We don't want to be thinking negative thoughts, the I can't do it, it's not me, you know, I won't be successful, you know, that I don't have the potential. Oh, hello, stop it right now. All those things, put a stop. Intercept it. Do you know when you watch Star Trek, they talk about intercept? Intercept. Captain Kirk, intercept. Okay? That's what you need to do. All those shows that you watch and you hear these terms, there's a reason. Learn from them. I'm a Star Trekkie, can you tell? So, I'm a Captain Kirk.
I am too. I love Star Trek.
Of course, and Captain Kirk is always the original, okay? Sorry, Captain Picard, I love you, but Star Trek is the way to go, you know, with Captain Kirk. So intercept that thought. Don't allow it to come too near to you or even near. From the time you feel it coming on or see it coming on, you intercept those thoughts because it's the way you react. It's the way, you know, you think that will determine what actually perpetuates and happens for you in your life. Take charge of it. It's only you can take charge of it. You can't expect me or Diane to take charge of things within your life. And don't let the past determine your present or your future. And they say the present is a gift because it's the present. Yeah? Thank you so much, Diane, for being on my show, Between the Lines and Empowering Network.
Thank you.
Yes, it's been a pleasure. And I just want to remind persons that we air this show every Monday and Friday. Of course, today was an exception, but we go back to Monday and Friday next week. At 10 a.m. Jamaica time, and follow the show, Between the Lines Empowering Network, so that you can get updates on when the show is happening, and it will automatically be sent to your inbox. Have a wonderful day, everyone. Say hey to everybody in Miami.
I definitely will, and I'm going to be down there soon to meet my favorite girl.
That's right. This is your favorite girl signing off for today on Between the Lines Empowering Network. Have a good day, everyone.